Previously on the Experience Corporation.
Delmon and Cameo.
Yes?
I'm giving you first pick of the assignments today. The first one here is to make a stranger's birthday wish come true.
Yep, that one.
Why are we going to the Umbrella District? It's literally always raining there.
Because the rain makes everyone wishful.
Can we also hang up this flyer?
If you want to hang things, you'll need a permit with the Umbrella District Chamber of Commerce.
My friend and I are looking for someone with an upcoming birthday. Sorry, what's your name?
Simone.
Simone, what is your heart's utmost desire?
I've always wished I could watch the sunrise from my rooftop garden, but it's always raining.
The city's perfect weather is meticulously litigated and legislated.
Come on, Delmont. We have a date with local government bureaucracy.
Now we just need to wait in this line.
I'm Cameo.
Nice to meet you. You can call me Judge Mitt.
We're calling to inform you that your weather request has been appealed.
Why would they care if it doesn't rain one morning out of the year?
I don't know, but the weather never changes in the Umbrella District. I think it's time we find out why.
Experience the world through eyes not unlike your own. Take in the feeling just like the real thing. Experience the world now. So what are you waiting for? See it, hear it, touch it, feel it, love it, live it the X-Corp way. Experience today. Get a job, sign a lease, dig a hole, steal a car, cast a spell, be a star. Do it all over again. Brought to you by the Experience Corporation. What will you experience today?
Hi, I'd like to speak to the UDCC chair.
Please.
So, you'd like to bring this basket of potions to Patricia, then?
Yeah, her.
And I take it you don't have an appointment?
That is correct.
Patricia, there are a couple of people here to see you without an appointment. Do you have a moment?
What do they want?
What do you want?
I want to ask her about the weather appeal she filed.
They're here to...
I could hear them through the phone, Brett. Send them in. I'd love to have a word with these two.
It's the third door on the left.
Remember, lead with a smile and be polite.
I'm always polite.
You are? Okay, then do the exact opposite of what you normally do.
It's gonna be fine. It's you, the woman from the bakery.
Look what the gutter rain washed up. Didn't think I'd see you two again, but I should have known it was you, with your lack of clear respect for rules and tradition.
I'd actually like to apologize for this morning. I was in a bit of a mood. I brought you this basket of potions.
I don't drink. But I do like a good bribe. I'll just rebribe this later.
Yeah! Whatever functional utility you find from the gift is fine with me. Anyways, unrelated. I was wondering if you possibly might maybe redact the Umbrella District Chamber of Commerce's appeal on your request.
No.
I'm just trying to do my job here, okay?
And we're trying to do a nice thing. For someone's birthday?
Yeah, sure, that too. As chairwoman of the UDCC, aren't you, like, obligated to give back to the people?
I give enough back to the citizens by keeping business and the rain flowing.
There has to be something that we can do.
Always so optimistic. Typical X-Corp drivel. That's why I had to leave that place.
You're an ex-X-Corper?
Unfortunately.
So, you understand the situation we're in, right?
See? That's the thing about experiencers. You think you're experiencing the world. You're not. You're just going on your dumb little trips and selling it back to the public like it's real life. So to answer your question, no. I don't sympathize with anything you people do.
While I appreciate the unsolicited backstory, could we get back on track?
Do you know why it rains every day in the Umbrella District?
Because the three cloud men like it that way?
No. The UDCC makes sure that it rains every day because that's what makes people go inside and spend money. That's why the shopping in the Umbrella District is the best in 3CC.
It is where I got my big yellow galoshes.
Can your voting block just spare 1 hour of sunlight? Just this once?
We cannot. Just like every slope in UD, that's a slippery one.
Well, if it wasn't raining, maybe that slope wouldn't be slippery.
Okay, I've had my fun holding my power over you chumps. Get out of my office. Bye-bye.
Well, she's a lot of fun.
I hate people like that. I just want to go back to my research.
Come on, we can't give up yet. We're just getting to the good part.
This doesn't feel like the good part.
Yeah, but you're feeling something. That means this experience is real.
You sound just like Lola.
Or maybe Lola sounds just like me.
Either way, it would be impossible to get a court date for tomorrow. Let's just find an easier birthday wish. I still have that waterbed store up on my comm.
Hold on. If I could pull in a favor and get us a court date tomorrow, would you be ready to go to trial?
Maybe.
Works for me. To Cloud Court!
Come in. Oh, Cameo, my sugary savior. What can I do for you?
Your Honor, I have a favor to ask of you.
Cameo, did you really have to wear your floral shirt to Cloud Court?
Yes, obviously. It's a nice way to thank someone for getting this whole thing to happen.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Ooh, look, there's Simone.
Why is she here?
I invited her? This entire rigmarole is to make her birthday wish come true, so I thought she should be here.
Huh, good call. Maybe you can get her to cry a little bit? That should play well with the jury.
Is that really part of your legal strategy?
I don't know. Maybe. I only had a night to pull it together. A night I should have spent working on my research, but whatever.
Pardon me?
Nothing.
Hi, Delmont. Hi, Cameo.
Hi, Simone. Don't worry. We're going to make sure this is the best birthday ever. Just one quick question. Do you have a latex allergy?
Of course. They're so common.
Note to self, ixnay on the Atex Lealunmes.
So, what's the plan for our case?
The plan is to crush that no-good paper-pushing...
Oh, well, that sounds like a good plan. Could you tell me anything more about it?
I gotta focus on this opening argument. Cameo, do you mind?
Oh, sorry.
Don't worry about them. They're just... like that.
Oh, look who actually showed up. What a nice surprise.
We have more surprises where that came from.
It won't make a difference. You'll never see a ray of sunlight on my streets.
Our case is solid as a rock, and you already know that. That's why you're over here playing little mind games with us.
Why do you want to stop us from granting the experience of a perfect birthday anyway?
X-Corp is all about feeling things and living in the moment, and not crushing your opponents with facts and logic.
All right, for the Honorable Judge Mint.
Yeah, go back to your corner, Patricia.
Hey, Delmont, isn't that the sea captain from the bakery? Why is he a bailiff?
I don't know.
Hustle culture is real.
I call this meeting of Cloud Court into session. Will everyone please be seated? Patricia, it's nice to see you yet again.
The pleasure is mine, Your Honor.
Cameo. It's genuinely nice to see you again.
Morning, Judgment, Mr. Your Honor.
Your Honor, we come before you with a simple request. 1 hour of sunlight in the Umbrella District between 6 and 7 tomorrow on our client's birthday, so she may see the sunrise for the first time.
That sounds like a request for the clerk's office. Why am I here?
Our request... was appealed in a pre-filing motion by the UDCC chairwoman over there. Your Honor, the appellees today will argue that...
Objection, Your Honor. You haven't even asked for opening statements yet.
Sustained. The appellant's right. Slow down there, champ.
Frick!
Nice try, kid. Your Honor, the UDCC has rightfully motioned a pre-filing appeal of this upstart's request. You'll find that appeal form is complete and has all the signatures it needs... This matter should have never come to court.
And yet it has. Well, since we've come all the way out to court on this fine rainy day, Apelli, your opening statement.
Thank you, Your Honor. It is the opinion of the Apelli on behalf of Simone... Simone...
Candleberg!
Simone Candleberg... Well, it's our opinion that the Umbrella District Chamber of Commerce has been rigging the local weather control system for years. As the appellee, my co-counsel and I will show today that the UDCC has formed a voting block to create weather that suits their business interests and not the will of the Umbrella District's people. By the end of this trial, we will demonstrate a pattern of legal abuse on the part of the UDCC and show the jury that the approval of my client's request is not only the legally sound thing to do, but also the moral one. We rest, Your Honor.
Wow, you really pulled it together, Delmont.
Thanks. I watch legal procedurals in the background while I do my research.
I can tell.
That's a hefty claim, Appellee. Appellant, your opening statement, please.
Pay close attention. You may learn something. Thank you, Your Honor. The voting bloc that represents the Umbrella District Chamber of Commerce is not some tyrannical, out-of-touch cabal. Rather, it is a modest organization of proud business owners throughout the Umbrella District. Not only that, Your Honor, but there is legal precedence of the UDCC's voting bloc going back since well before either of us were born. Something the appellee would know if they did even a modicum of research.
Modicum of research.
If the appellee is to be believed, the UDCC is corrupt and the entire bedrock of our legal system is compromised. This is preposterous. The UDCC's voting bloc is permitted and promoted by our laws. What we have here is not a case of systemic corruption or cronyism. Rather, it is a simple case of sore loserdom. Your Honor, that's all this is. Some ex-corp hotshot who thinks they can roll into the UD and change how things have worked for decades. You must approve this appeal, Your Honor, so that all of us can get back to business and carry on with our way of life. The appellant rests. You should just give up now. It'll be much easier for you.
I hate her so much.
Thank you, Patricia. That was rousing.
Your legal strategy is to topple the entire Umbrella District's system of governance?
You have to root the stuff out from the top.
No, I love it. Keep going.
Appellee, would you like to call your first witness?
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you. I'd like to...
Objection? Witnesses? Your Honor, this is an appeals court.
Yeah, Patricia. It's called having a flair for the dramatic.
Your Honor, this is highly unusual.
What's really unusual is that I cleared my entire schedule to be here. The appellee has requested a witness. I see no reason to deny it.
But, Your Honor...
When you are wearing the fancy robes and holding the gavel, you may make the rules, Madam Chairwoman. Now, please call our first witness.
Thank you, Your Honor. I would like to call to the stand the esteemed scholar of Three Cloud City lore and history, Dr. Solobov Bistek.
Who's that?
Oh, I don't know. I just got excited.
You may approach the stand, Dr. Bistek.
Glad to be here. I also brought copies of my new book, if anyone is interested in...
Dr. Bistek, would you please remind the good people of the jury about the history of the... Oh, wait, where is the jury?
Unbelievable.
No, Delmont, didn't you read the sign on the door? Cloud Court is a juryless system now.
But all of my documents refer to a jury.
In Cloud Court, at the end of the trial, the judge puts on his special jury hat and deliberates.
It's mostly ceremonial. People never came for jury duty, so we just got rid of the jury. Was this an exclusive sidebar?
Okay. Well, Dr. Bistek, would you please explain for the good, person of the jury a brief history of the Umbrella District?
Well, the Umbrella District has been so named because of the constant state of rain it's been in for the better part of a century. As I explain in my book, Three Cloud Dreams, Chasing Love and Laughs and Life in the Big City.
Objection, Your Honor. Shameless self-promotion.
Sustained. Appellee, please control your witness. I will have no shilling in my courtroom.
Of course, Your Honor. Dr. Bistek... Without promoting your book, could you explain what happened to initiate the weather pattern the UD currently experiences?
Mayor Crumbergio, or the melancholy mayor, as he was more popularly known, was about to celebrate his fourth anniversary in office. The party planning committee had been planning a parade for months. It was a desperate attempt to make him stop crying long enough to sign some legislation. When they saw that the forecast called for gale force winds, they knew something must be done. Thus, a committee was formed to attempt to control the weather on the day of the parade.
Could you tell us more about the means they used to do so?
This was just before the committee had ascended to become the Three Cloud Men, so they had taken a rather standard meteoro-magi approach. The spells themselves were fairly simple.
Delmont, you're losing everyone with this technical jargon. Get them back to your main point.
Yeah, okay.
But the scale at which these spells were
The appellant would like the court to believe that their voting maneuvers are with the intention of the court to use this power to line the pockets of the wealthy.
Objection? Leading the witness? Or just straight up testifying? Your Honor? Judgment!
What? Sustained? Appellee, please try to ask the witness some questions, preferably less boring ones.
Sorry. So, Dr. Beesteck, in as exciting a fashion as possible, would you tell us what happened after the Three Cloud Men ascended and gained the power to directly control the city's weather?
Well, eventually, Three Cloud City established the Weather Control Bureau.
And why'd they do that?
Why, for the express purpose of allowing the people of Three Cloud City to vote on their own weather.
So, it wasn't established to, say, protect business interests?
Well, of course not. It's a key democratic function.
If someone, say, wanted to change the weather for an hour on their birthday, they'd be allowed to do that?
Objection. Leading the witness.
Your Honor, I'm establishing a narrative for the jury. I mean, for you.
I'll allow it. I like a good story. But watch yourself, Counselor.
So, a special weather request could theoretically be allowed for a birthday wish?
If the correct forms were filled, sure.
Right. Which brings me to Exhibit A, the correct forms.
Ooh.
Nice.
Dr. Beesteck, would you please look at these?
Of course. Oh my, these are impeccable. Yeah, that's a well-crossed T. What a fantastically dotted I.
In your professional, licensed opinion, what would you say about these forms?
I would have to give a more thorough examination, but on a cursory look, these are technically perfect.
And being technically perfect, thank you, by the way, you can't think of any reason why these forms would be overturned?
Not as presented, no.
Very good. Thank you, Doctor. Your Honor, the appellee rests.
Is it weird that we're talking in the third person so much?
It just seems more lawyery, doesn't it?
I read a legal procedural novel in preparation for this, and they sounded just like that. So I think the appellees are nailing it.
Okay, good, good.
Would the appellant like to begin cross-examination?
Yes, she would.
Wow, she makes talking in the third person sound so cool.
Dr. Beesteck, this'll be brief. Do the Three Cloud City bylaws anywhere prohibit the formation of voting blocks? That is, of concerned citizens coming together and representing their concerns collectively?
Nowhere that I know of, no.
So there is no legal difference between an individual interest and that of a collective?
Well, in some cases, there is.
Would the filing of an appeal of a weather change form be one of those cases?
No, it would not.
Delmont, her tone seems like she's doing well. Do something.
Objection.
What are you objecting to?
Overruled. Aston answered?
What? How does that apply?
It just does, okay?
Okay.
Well, it's true that I only vaguely know what that means. She's right. Objection denied. Overruled. Appellate, please continue, Cross.
Dr. Beesteck, if the law in this instance does not see a group interest as significantly different from an individual one, what does the law see a group interest as?
Well, in effect, it's just a collection of many individuals with the same interest.
So, the law would see a group interest as what?
An individual interest with more weight and importance?
Essentially, yes.
Finally, who here do you think did a better job? Me or those two doofs over there?
Oh, you for sure.
No further questions, Your Honor.
In my legal opinion, this doesn't look good.
One. Sure who the dink is. It's you. She looks so smug, thinking she's won.
Would the appellee like to re-examine their witness?
No, Your Honor. They've done enough.
I will be signing books in the lobby, giving them away. Please, someone just take these books. I have too many copies.
Aye, you're dismissed.
My wife wants them out of the garage.
Back to the briny depths of academic obscurity with ye.
Well, I don't see any other witnesses on your list, so we can just move on to closing statements.
Hold it!
What's this?
Your Honor, I'd like to call a timeout.
It's called a sidebar.
No, I mean a sidebar.
Timeout has been called! I wish I had a whistle. Oh well.
Now would be a good time for a dramatic reveal or a shift in strategy she doesn't expect.
There's gotta be some way to win. I refuse to lose to this weather control freak.
And we have to make sure Simone's wish comes true.
What are you talking about?
Simone's birthday wish? It's the only reason we're here?
Yeah. No, I know. I remember. Maybe we could call the clerk back to the stand, or... I don't know, maybe I can get my old professor on the line, Doc Frock, the Docs and Procs prof.
Delmont, we need to think of something quick.
As I was saying, without further witnesses, we can...
Actually, Your Honor, I have a witness.
A surprise witness! Delightful. Just when I was falling asleep again.
Objection. Can the appellant even summon a witness?
Can you even summon a witness?
Fine, whatever. Self-sustained.
I think you mean self-overruled.
Appellant, who is your witness?
None other than the appellee's client, Simone Candleberg.
Oh, me? Okay.
Miss Candleberg, you may approach the stand.
Why are you doing this, Patricia?
Because I'm like you, Delmont. I play to win.
In that case, Miss Candleberg, please take the stand.
Am I doing this right?
You're doing great.
Hi, Simone. Can I call you Simone?
That seems fine.
Great. Thank you so much for being here.
What is she doing?
I don't know, but I don't think it's good.
How did you find the appellee here?
Oh, well, they found me, actually.
Is that right?
Yes. It all started this morning.
Oh, that's a nice card you have there. What's the occasion? Something annual?
My neighbor just got a parrot.
No, no, no. There will be no use of flashback in my courtroom, especially not a redundant one.
Sorry, Your Honor.
I'll give you a warning this time, but if it happens again, I'll send you to the penalty box. Please continue.
So they, my legal counsel, were looking for someone with a birthday wish, and my first rebirthday is tomorrow, I'm told.
And you didn't find it unusual to be approached by strangers asking to make a birthday wish come true?
No. Should I have?
Why were they looking for someone like you?
I guess they work for some kind of company or something that makes wishes come true.
Not explicitly accurate, but a good logline.
So you knew that Delmont, the appellee, was asking to help you, not out of the goodness of their heart, but instead as a means to do a job?
Objection! Leading the witness?
Sustained. Patricia, please allow the witness to express her own opinions.
I'll rephrase. In your words, Simone, why do you think Delmont is trying to help you?
Objection. Speculation.
Your Honor, this question gets at the core of the appellee's motives and thus the case.
I agree. Miss Candleberg, please answer the question.
Do I have to?
You do. Why is Delmont representing you?
Well, I would say that I think they just want to beat you.
So you don't think they're doing any of this because they care about you or your wish?
Come on, Simone.
Am I under oath? I read that was a thing.
The witness stand is a legally certified truth zone. There shall be no lies here.
In that case... No. I don't think they care about me.
I rest my case.
Wowza. What an utter decimation. I need a breather after that one.
Aye. The court will now take a 5-minute recess for an emotional debrief.
I've been acting like a real jerk, haven't I?
No, you're just... Nah.
Sorry, Delmont. I wouldn't have gone up there if I knew I had to be honest.
It's not your fault, Simone. You're right, I didn't care about you. I just wanted to win. But I promise you, I'm going to make this right.
How exactly do you plan to do that?
Don't worry, Cameo. I got this.
Sorry I had to do that to you, Delmont. I told you, you should have given up when you had the chance.
All right, Patricia, you made your point. No need to gloat.
Don't take it personally, kid. This is just how we do things in the UD. Better luck next time.
Thanks, but no thanks. I don't need luck.
Okay, everybody. Emotional debrief over. Now, appellant, if there are no further witnesses, we can move right into closing statements with plenty of time left for lunch.
Your Honor, I'll make this simple. The appellee has made it their burden to prove that the UDCC's voting bloc misrepresents the will of the people. They have failed to do this. Instead, their own witness has verified that this voting bloc has as much legal standing as any individual. Further, the appellee has demonstrated that they are not here in good faith, but rather as a pawn of some strange tech company up in its ivory tower that isn't even located in the Umbrella District. Your Honor and soon-to-be jury, if you respect our laws, you must find this appeal valid. The appellant rests.
I do respect the law, it's true. Appellee, closing statement.
Yes, Your Honor. Thank you. As we have demonstrated through thorough... As the appellee has shown by...
This almost isn't fun. Almost.
Sorry, I prepared a closing statement, but it doesn't make sense anymore. The appellant is right. I didn't care about Simone. I was just trying to win. Sorry about that, by the way.
It's okay.
Look, I'm really new to this whole live every moment stuff. I went to magic school. That place is cutthroat. I'm used to having to win everything to get, well, anything. So this is all kind of new to me. I guess my point is, even though I made all these arguments for the wrong reason, isn't it kind of dumb that we can't have 1 hour of sunlight? I love forms and paperwork as much as the next docs and procs grad, but it's for a birthday. A first birthday. A first rebirthday. I don't know if I believe in everything X-Corp has to say, but I do think everyone deserves to have the experience of a good birthday. I hope you, Your Honor, or jury person, agree. The appellee rests.
That was beautiful, Delmont.
Please stop.
It really was.
Please stop.
Judgment will now doff the hat of juring and mull of the cases of both sides.
Yes. So I shall.
Here we go.
You tried your best.
And on goes the hat. And off it comes.
Ooh, that does not bode well.
Despite the emotional closing statement of the appellee, the court, I mean, the jury, is compelled to agree with the appellant that there is nothing legally wrong with their appeal to dismiss. Therefore, I, the judge, jury, and gavel guy, find...
Wait.
Oh?
Your Honor, as the barrister for the Umbrella District Chamber of Commerce and its chairwoman, I formally drop our pre-filing appeal.
What?
Oh, I wanted to hit the gavel again. In that case, there is no case. I'll make sure to get those files expedited. Court dismissed. Oh, hey, I get to hit it again.
Helmut, you did it. You closed the case.
So I get my wish? I get to see the sunrise on my birthday?
You do. Hooray!
Wait. What happened?
You must have healed Patricia's cold, dead heart.
I don't buy that for a second. Patricia! Wait, Patricia!
So, Simone, if you were to hypothetically have a surprise party on your rooftop at sunrise,
Could you literally give me a list of the people you want?
Patricia, wait! Why did you do it?
Step on it.
Why did you do it?
Okay, shut up, everyone. She's coming. Surprise! Surprise, Simone! You had no idea!
Aw, hi, everybody.
And here is your address book back. I wanted it for the surprise. Look at your face! You were clueless!
Yup, I am pretty shocked.
Oh, I knew it. Look, everyone is here. Your neighbor, her parrot, Jeff from work, bailiff grandpa, the lady...
Ooh, punch.
Hello, Delmont.
Patricia, what are you doing here?
Cameo invited me. I don't know why, but...
Why did you withdraw yesterday? You had us totally cornered, and then you just gave up? Why?
I never give up. But yesterday, for the first time, I forfeited.
Is this part of some larger plan to make me look stupid? Oh, I bet this is exactly what you wanted, isn't it? To get my guard down and then pounce while I'm sipping on some punch?
As fun as that sounds, no. You remind me of myself. Plus, you clearly needed the win more than me.
Oh.
I always want to win. That's just who I am. Not one to stop and smell the roses. That's why I was a terrible experiencer. And in the same way, you probably are too.
Hey.
But for some reason, I can tell that unlike me, somewhere deep down, you actually care about your ex-corp job. So I thought you should take the win on this one.
Thanks?
Don't thank me. Just don't let your personal drive make you lose track of what's really important.
I would never.
And if you ever file another weather change request, I will destroy what little I left intact of your character. Hope to never see you again, Delmont.
Hey, Simone. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Delmont.
Were you surprised?
No, not at all.
Yeah. But hey, sun's coming up.
Wow. It's beautiful.
First sunrise in the UD in over a century.
Assignment completed. Make a stranger's birthday wish come true.
Communicator, silence notifications.
Thanks, Delmont. Even if you were a bit of a jerk, you still made this happen.
We just got lucky. But, you're welcome.
So, now that the sun's up, what do we do?
I think we just watch it.
That's nice.
Yeah, it is.
If you want to find out more about the world of ReadyMade Utopia, you can follow us on any of the major social media platforms or visit readymadeutopia.com. You can support the podcast by joining the ReadyMade Utopia Patreon or by visiting our online shop. Word of mouth does so much to help us reach a wider audience, so if you enjoyed the show, please tell a friend, rate, and review us on your podcast player. On behalf of the entire Experience Corporation team, thank you so much. The world of ReadyMade Utopia is created by Kate Nichols and Vanessa Thurlow. The role of Delmont is played by Len Sheth and Cameo is played by Samuel Levitt. This episode features Maya Nell as Simone, Kendall Klitsky as Patricia, Talon Bigelow as Judgment, and Hobart Thompson as Solobov Bistek. This episode was written by Samuel Levitt. Our series director and producer is Caleb Davey. Vanessa Thurlow is director of sound design, producer, and composer. Theme song written by Vanessa Thurlow and Len Sheth, performed by Christian Rasmussen. Our show art was created by Kate Nichols. Our executive producers are Susan Fair, Bob Levitt, Louise and Raj, and the Elsner family. Full credits can be found in the show notes. Until next time, don't forget to experience the world